Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Soxernomics by Simon Cooper and Stefan Szymanski. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you see soccer completely differently?
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those books that just flips a switch in your brain. The whole premise is that the conventional wisdom about football is almost always wrong, and they use data to prove it. I mean, they start by arguing that a nation's success on the pitch isn't about its soul or some romantic idea of style. It's mostly about money and population size.
Right. That was the first thing that hit me. They say the best predictor of a national team's performance is its GDP per capita, not the Samba spirit or German efficiency or whatever. Just cold, hard economics. And honestly, once you hear that, it starts to make so much sense.
Exactly. And they back it up with data. For example, they explain why a small country like the Netherlands consistently punches above its weight. It's wealthy, highly developed, and football-obsessed. Meanwhile, a huge country like India produces almost no world-class footballers because it's poor and the few resources go to cricket. Passion matters, but it operates within economic constraints.
That really landed for me. And they take a wrecking ball to the English delusion. You know, the idea that England is a great footballing nation that's been unlucky. They show that England's performance is almost exactly what the economic model predicts, a solid contender, rarely winning. The memory of 1966 is stuck in people's heads, but since then, they've been about as good as their resources allow.
Right. The English blame foreign players in the Premier League for squeezing out local talent, but the data shows that having more foreign players doesn't hurt the national team. If anything, the best national teams come from the most open leagues. The real problem is too few English coaches and a lack of investment in youth development.
Oh, and the parts about managers. That got me. We all love the narrative of the genius manager who transforms a team. But they argue that once you control for player quality and resources, the impact of a manager is surprisingly small. A great manager can add a few percentage points, but he can't turn a mid-table team into champions.
Yeah, the cult of the manager is another narrative that obscures deeper structural factors. They also dive into the transfer market and show that clubs systematically overpay for players who had one good season, or who play overvalued positions like strikers. The most undervalued position? The holding midfielder. Not glamorous, but crucial.
And they use wage spending as a better predictor of team performance than transfer fees. That makes sense because wages reflect ongoing value, while transfer fees are often just hype and desperation. I also loved their analysis of hosting major tournaments. The economic benefits are way overstated, and the costs are enormous.
Totally. Hosting a World Cup is usually a financial disaster for the host country. The main benefit is psychological, the joy and pride of putting on a great show. But you should go in with your eyes open. And then they have this model that predicts a country's footballing success based on population, income, climate, and historical experience with the sport. It fits remarkably well.
Yeah, countries like Brazil, Germany, Italy, and Argentina are where they should be. The real surprises are the overperformers like the Netherlands, Portugal, and Uruguay. They attribute that to deep football culture, excellent coaching, and tactical innovation. And they predict that the traditional powers are in decline because the rest of the world is catching up.
Right. As countries in Asia, Africa, and the Americas become wealthier, they'll invest more and produce more talent. The US is poised to become a major force. Japan and South Korea are already there. The era of a few European and South American countries dominating is ending. The future is global and more unpredictable.
And through all of this, the central takeaway for me was the importance of thinking statistically. The football world is full of people who trust their gut and rely on anecdotes. The authors show that the only way to really understand the game is to look at the data. It doesn't mean there's no room for art and intuition, but the stories we tell ourselves are often misleading.
Exactly. And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a pretty sweet deal. So, final thought. Soxernomics is a brilliant corrective that teaches us to be skeptical of received wisdom and to look for evidence. It might not make you love football less, but it'll make you love it a little more wisely.
And that's the beauty of it. The game can be democratized. Success is largely a matter of resources and systems, so any country that invests wisely can rise. The beautiful game is also a rational one, and that's a beautiful thing. We'll see you in the next one.